Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. Hope everybody's doing okay tonight. Well, tonight we're going to talk about, first I would like to read something that says, let go and let God. But after that, the topic tonight is, isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? Let go and let God. I joyfully let go of fear as I let the love of God flow through me. Peace abides deep within me. It knows no fear, no worry, no concern. We should seek this peace whenever we feel inner conflict out of stride. We should turn within through prayer and meditation. The peace of God surges through our lives, and it should be clear, gently flowing, a flowing stream. We should immerse ourselves in it. Allow the current to wash away our worldly concerns. Love of God flows through us. Surrenders what no longer serves us. Feel light and free. That's the way we should feel. Feel light and free. Our minds and hearts should be clear as crystal water. The river of divine peace fills us with hope, understanding, and forgiveness. I am the love of God. I am the peace of God. No person or thing can disrupt the calm peace of my soul, for God and I are one. Scripture coming from Matthew 9:28 says, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, and Jesus said, yes. Going back to Matthew 9:28 again, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. we should let go and let God. Well, let's talk about our main topic tonight. Isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? The scripture this is coming from is 2 Timothy 1:6, where I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Have you ever experienced the delivering and rescuing power of God? I am talking about these moments when your situation looks completely hopeless, but suddenly God's amazing grace intervenes and your situation is miraculously changed. Can you think of moments like this in your past? It is amazing that when we are confronted with a new challenge, we often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing, and we forget that we've gone through the similar situation, a worse situation before. The looming mountains of problems before us look so big that we fail to remember all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God. God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy's family inheritance. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down. His mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down either. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulties, Paul took the opportunity to remind him that just as God had never failed his grandmother, a mother, neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult hour. There are memories we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay it the times that God had been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us time and time again. We should replay those scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness to us. The scripture I just read before, I have a translated version of it. I am putting you in memories of all these things so that you're remembering them and you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. Paul reminded Timothy, and us, of course, to take our eyes off those things of trouble or the present crisis and to remember God's delivering and rescuing power in the past. Have you thought about it? The many times that God has rescued you through so many different things, health and financial situation, so many things. Just hit that rewind button and think about it. If we really look in our past, we would find that we face other moments more severe than the one we are facing right now. And God never fails us or let us down. In fact, he delivers us and turns the situation around. Don't forget what God has already done for us. For these memories will stir up and encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has already been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you right now in your situation. I want you to think about these things I'm about to talk about right now. I want you to never forget how God has healed you. Many times we have gone through different types of health situations, and God has got us through. God has delivered us, from so many different things. I'm going to tell you a story about something that he delivered when I was much younger, in the 20s. I went to school, college at night in New York, and I would have to come on the subway station every night, dark. It was 10 o'clock. I would leave work, and I would have to be to school by 6, and I got out at 10 o'clock. It was a long night. But coming on the subway wasn't always safe. But when I came off the subway, when I walked down the street to my apartment, if I could have eyes on the back of my head, that's the way I felt as I walked down the street every night coming from school. But God delivered me. Each and every night, he protected me from any harm or danger. Well, one night something happened. When I got to my apartment, well, down the hall from me, I discovered that I was living on the same floor as a drug dealer. And that's where drugs were sold. I saw people in and out of that apartment all the time. But, you know, I couldn't afford to just stop at me and started to move out of the apartment right away. Even though there were drug dealers, they were friendly neighbors. But they never, I figured out by people coming in and out of that apartment. But one night when I came home from school, I was rushing in the apartment and left my keys in the door, a couple of doors from that apartment where drugs were being sold. When I got up the next morning, I started looking for my keys. I said, where did I leave my keys? I never took my keys out of the door. All of those drug addicts and stuff coming in and out, and no one saw the keys in my door. I slept that night, but God delivered me, protected me. So I never forget that night and that next morning, because anything could have happened to me if one of them had saw those keys in the door. But once again, God was there. He delivered me. God has saved you. Yes, he saved me, and I'm sure he has saved you through many situations. God has guided and directed you. I'm sure he has helped you make the decision that you need to make, the right decision. I know he has directed me on several things when you get a thought in your mind to do something different, when you're driving, a different street, go a different direction. Yes, he is giving you directions, guiding you to keep you safe. God has brought you through difficult trials and tribulations. Yes, he has done that for us. And just knowing that even though that we love God and we believe in God, we will still have trials and tribulations. That's why we must trust him. Learn how to trust him and believe in him. God has provided for you during hard financial times. Yes, he does that too. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to make ends meet. But God works it out. He sometimes gives you just enough to survive until he's ready to do more. But he's there for you. God has protected you from the snares of the enemy. Yes, there's enemies always out there. There's so many things that are happening here all over the country. He's still protecting us. We have to believe that he will always be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. And I always I read the 27th Psalm. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? We must say that those prayer because there's so many things that are happening out there. And it can happen to us just as well as it's happening to everyone else out there. So just remember, hit the rewind button and think about all the things that he's done. Even through the loss of our spouses, he's gotten us to this point in our life. He will continue to do that. We must continue to hit the rewind button and think about the goodness that he has done for you and your family. So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way that you will survive what you are facing, take the time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to regather and recollect all the past events when God came through for you. As you replay those memories over and over again in your mind, your faith will rise to a new level of confidence. You'll be able to look your problem right in the face and say, God's records with me has always been faithfulness, and I know he'll be faithful to me now as well. He'll get you through anything. You just have to believe. Pray and believe. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And just think on those questions where you are. And think about these questions during the week and answering them. As you think about God's faithfulness in your life, how does it affect the way you perceive your problems you are dealing with right now? And I know each of us are dealing with some kind of situation, health, financial, loneliness, just getting through whatever it is. What are some of the impossible situations you faced in the past that God delivered you from? Think about that this week. And I'm sure when you hit the rewind button, you won't complain or feel lonely or anything because of how many times he's delivered us. What step can you take to trust God more fully to delivering you from the present situation as he has done for you in the past? What steps can you take to trust God? The steps I will take is prayer and keep reading his word. And also find a prayer partner. Sometimes we can't do this alone. And having someone to talk to that is spiritual and positive is so important. I have many of those, but there's one person that I can go to and talk to about anything, and we pray together. Find scriptures. There's Psalms have so many different, the book of Psalms has so many scriptures that you can read and give you encouragement. So many. Like I said, I love the book of Psalms. There's so many. Even the 23rd simple, the 23rd Psalm. If you have a computer that you can go and get the translation, a different translation than a different translation and listen to the King James Version, what I'm trying to say. Other than that, going to the International or whatever, a Good News Bible, and read another version of the 23rd Psalm and see how much God is trying to tell you how much he's there for you. You know, it'll be amazing to hear that in another version. It's like you talking, I'm talking to you. It's so encouraging. And sometimes we can't understand everything that King James Version says, so it's good to go to another version to understand it better. But think about those questions this week. And just remember the rewind button. Even what I read at the beginning, let go and let God. We must let God. We try to hold on so many things. We hold on to things just like we're holding on to a piece of jewelry that we love so much, an outfit that we love so much. We need to let go and let God handle his business. Because once you think about these things, hitting the rewind button and think about all the things that he has helped you with, where he has healed you, delivered you, saved you, guided and directed you, got you through difficult trials, also through hard financial times. He might not be there for you. I mean, he might not have delivered you from all your financial situation, but he's working on it. We got to believe that. And also from the enemy, the snails of the enemy, because there are many out there lurching around. So that is the end of my message for tonight, hitting the rewind button and just remembering all the things that God has delivered you from. And that will help you on whatever you might be lacking. I'm sure that will help you to get through that time, that particular difficulty in your life, because all the things that he has done so far. Also want to talk about, that's the end of my inspirational message for tonight. I want to also talk about our Valentine event that we had this past Saturday. We had a great time, and I hope that everyone that came, they claimed that they had a good time. I hope that they did. We had lots of fun, good breakfast provided by TGIF Friday. We had great music from Willie Jackson and Company. We had had red roses, chocolate. And also we had appearance from the lady in the red hat, the poet. She had lots of lovely poems, Valentine poems. So we had a great time, great fellowship with each other. We had four new widows that came, and I'm glad that they did, and I hope that they had a great time. And just knowing that it's a blessing what God is doing with this ministry. And also we want to thank the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church for their support, because those flowers, those candies, and everything was provided, funds were provided from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church to help the Widows Ministry Valentine event. And that's my church, our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. So just knowing that, we are also hoping that this year that other churches will be in support of us and help us through this, with this ministry, as we continue to help their widows in need. And that's all I have. Let me see. I think I have another. There's another. Oh, yeah. That's one more announcement. In the month of March, on our calendar of events, we indicated that we're going to be going bowling. Well, we have changed that. We're going to a play at my church, The Grove. They're going to. We have a lady minister that does plays, and she's great. She writes plays and she produces and do everything, and she's just wonderful. And the play is going to be March 13th. That's going to be the second Sunday in March. And it's only $5, so it's very affordable. It's going to be Saturday and also Sunday. Now, Saturday is going to be at 6 o'clock, and Sunday evening is going to be at 5. I would like for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry group that we will go to the Sunday event at 5 o'clock. I think it's for a couple of hours. I think the play is only for a couple of hours. So I am going to be doing a calling post, texting you as well, and I need a number of people that's going to be going so I can get see how many tickets that we're going to need. But you can pay at the door. I just spoke to Dr. Joyce Miller, who is the writer of the play and the producer as well. So she said, yeah, we can pay at the door, and it's only $5. And let me tell you, every one of her plays have been excellent. Our group went there a few years ago, another play that she had put on. I forgot what year it was, but some of us went to that event as well. So if you're interested, who's on the air tonight, you can give me a call and let me know that you are interested in going to the play. It's like I said, only $5, and I'll be sending a calling post as well as texting a few that sometimes have problems getting the calling post by phone. So I'll be texting as well and giving you more information. I didn't write down the name of the play, but let me tell you, you will enjoy. Your $5 will definitely, even if you have to pay $20, it would be worthwhile attending because she puts on some of the best plays. She's also put on some plays at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts, which in Decatur. And thank you again for tuning in to our talk show. In the month of March, we'll have several guests. I don't have the information for you right now, but I will give that to you the first Tuesday in March. And like I said, we will have a couple of guest speakers. And be blessed, and think about those questions that I mentioned to you. Hit the rewind button. Just sit there and meditate. You're not going to do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. Just sit and meditate on all the goodness, the faithfulness of the Lord, and how He has been there through all of these things, even though that you might be dealing with the situation right now. We must be patient. Patience is so important for us to be able to deal with and get through some of these things that we are going through. I know patience sometimes is long. If there's something I've been asking God for, it's been a while, but I know He's working it out. He's given me signs that He's working it out. Sometimes I get impatient, but I must be patient because I know He's done so much for me. I got so many things I could tell you what He's done for me. Living in New York for 8 years, there are many things that He's got me through and protecting me from, and I thank Him so much, and still doing the same thing with me and my children. So you all have a great evening, rest of the evening, great week, and just hit the button, and you'll know how faithful our Father is. Let me say, we have less than 1 minute left, so let me read say a prayer. Lord, you have always been faithful to us. I thank you even in the present situation that we are dealing with. What we're going through, we just must be, just help us to be faithful. All of the times in the past that you have delivered us and rescued us from other situations that also look hopeless. Thank you for helping us to keep us and keeping these awesome experience alive and fresh in our minds and hearts. We thank you always being faithful to us and our family and friends. And I pray to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed. Have a great week. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30. Have a great night.